All right, Wild fans, we made it. The regular season is upon us, but first, one more preseason game to get through. And to talk about that and more, I got Wild centerman Jules Erik Sinek. Training camp, Ecker. I'm watching you guys from the sidelines. I'm losing my breath. I'm not even on the ice. You guys are working your butts off. How is it thus far with just one preseason game left to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun getting together again, doing this workouts, these video meetings and all that stuff. Just being around the guys together again, it's been awesome.
What was the summer like for you as you made your way? It always feels like a long off season until it's over, and then it feels like it went by in a flash. For you, as you made your way back to this point, how was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I went back home for Sweden most of the time. Just tried to rehab some injuries, but I'm just trying to stay at home and be around friends and family as much as I could.
As we go through training camp, we're seeing different line combinations, so I don't know what's going to transpire next Thursday when things matter, but I'm going to ask you about a couple of the new guys. One's a veteran who very well could be on the line with you in Vladimir Tarasenko. You knew about Tarasenko before he was in a Wild uniform. Now he's a teammate of yours. What have you seen from the new number 91?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way he shoots the puck, the nose he has around the net just for scoring goals, I think he showed it right from when he got here, and he showed it before on other teams too. So, it's been a great game playing with him so far.
Another couple of guys I want to ask you about are young guys that are vying for a spot. You remember what it was like to be a young guy trying to crack the lineup. A couple of guys are going through that now. Liam Ogren, you've got a chance to watch him a couple of years now. What have you seen from him as he continues to make progress?
Yeah, like you said, I think he continues to get better and better. His shot is also very, very, very good. He's fast, just being hard on pucks and all this stuff. I think he's playing the right way.
Another guy that everyone's very excited about, in and outside the organization, whether they're fans or not, Danila Yurov. And that's another guy who knows, potentially could be on a line with you if he goes to the wing. What have you seen from him as he tries to, make a home here in North America?
Yeah, I think, it's not easy coming from another country and all this stuff, but I think he's been doing it really good. You can tell he really tries, he gets better and better each day, and he's a smart player and reads the game really well. I think he's strong on pucks, he supports pucks well, so it's been fun watching those guys so far.
All right, so last thing, as we make our way towards next Thursday, as mentioned, you got one preseason game left to get through at the United Center in Chicago, preseason game number 6. What do you want to get out of that? How close to, is it possible to replicate regular season action, even though it's still a week away, but it is your final dress rehearsal?
Yeah, like I said, it's the last chance to get ready, so we want to put our best foot forward and just play as hard as we can and just, with our team, just play the right way and try to get a win for sure.
You look great out there. You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good, yeah.
Awesome. Jules, good luck here. Good luck. Travel safe, and let's get ready for the regular season.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin.